A very good evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue looking at COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and the world over and how it is affecting Zimbabweans, especially those in the diaspora, as we see that the figures continue to rise because of those returning home from the diaspora.
We'll also discuss the issue of the life and legacy of the late Vice President of Zimbabwe, Father Zimbabwe Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo, who died 21 years ago.
Please note that this is a pre-recorded show due to the coronavirus pandemic. But Gibbs, regaitiwa tauri nerurimirwa amai kuti nasi muchirongwa chedu chediaspora forum. Tiri kutarisa nezve chirwere checoronavirus kana COVID-19 uwandu hwacho muZimbabwe. Tinoona kuti zvinezvi muZimbabwe mane vanhu vanokwana kuita 591 vabatwa nechirwere ichi. Tichitaura kusvika zvanezuro mafigures akaburitswa nebazi rezveutano nezuro. Nasi hatisati tawana mafigures kana kuti uwandu hwevanhu vaongororwa, sezvo muchiziva kuti hurumende inonyanya kuburitsa zuva ratopera vapedzawo kuita ongororo. Saka kusvika pari nhasi pane 591 vanhu vawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi munyika. Tichiona kuti vakawanda vevanhu ivava vanhu vari kubva kudiaspora, ndozvaita kuti tinge tichida kukurukurawo nezvazvo nenyaya yekuti vanhu vari kuramba vachingoti vari kubva kudiaspora vachiwanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. Tiri kutarisawo zvakare nezveupenyu nenhaka yakasiyiwa nemushakabvu vaive mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika, the late Vice President vaJoshua Nkomo. Vasvitsa makore 21 makumi maviri nerimwe vashaya. Vakashaya 21 years ago uri musi wa 1 July. Saka nhasi ndo nyaya dzatiri kuti tikurukure. Sunungukai kuti mupinde muchirongwa. Chirongwa ndechenyu, Gibbs.
Kunjalo ke Jonga, lamhlanje sikhangela makona kuke COVID-19. Siyabona kuti kula bantu abayi 591 kule Zimbabwe asebe lo mkhuhlane lo. Singathi ke nxa sikhangela abantu laba Jonga abanengi bavela kule South Africa, lokhu kwenzakala izolo bathe behlolahlola babona ukuthi kula bantu sibili abanengi abalo mkhuhlane lo. Oyedwa wangkona uvela kwela Botswana, singathi bavela kule South Africa bangu-13. Kuzokuthi abathathu badabuka eZimbabwe njalo bahlala kwele Zimbabwe. Nxa sikhangela ke okwamanje sokulabantu 162 asebasila umkhuhlane lo, kuzokuthi abayisikhombisa 7 sebabhubha. Kwele Zimbabwe nxa sikhangela njalo ke kulabantu abayi 67,755 asebahlolwa umkhuhlane lo. So lokhu ke kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle, i-Ministry of Health. Nxa sikhangela ke umhlabeni wonke jikelele, iJohns Hopkins University ithi sokulabantu abedlula 10 million asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo, kuzokuthi abedlula 511,000 sebabhubha. Kwalapha ke kwele Melika bayi 2,636,538 asebabanjwa umkhuhlane lo. Kuzokusitha sababhubha ke bayidlula i-127,000. So kukhanya kulobuzima obumangalisayo. Okunye njalo sikhuluma ngakho namhlanje yimbali njalo lemsebenzi kamoyi uJoshua Mkabuko Nyongolo Komo. Siyakwazi ukuthi sokuleminyaka engamashumi amabili lanye, 21 years uMkabuko wabhubha. So ke lina libona njani imisebenzi yakhe njalo ukuthi impilo yakhe yayihamba njani? So sifisa ukuthi sikhulume ngakhonokho lokunye nje okuthiyeneyo Jonga.
And this also, Gibbs, today we are looking at two main and very important issues, COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and the legacy of the late Vice President Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo, who passed on 21 years ago. That was on 1st July 1999. Gibbs, we have Dr. Matthew Nyashano, who is a health expert at Nottingham Trent University in England. We can also bring him to the show so he can help us dissect the issue of COVID-19 cases in Zimbabwe and also the late hero, Vice President Joshua Nkomo.
Mm-hmm. So now let's start with Dr. Nyashano. So Dr. Nyashano, looking at the figures, you know, in Zimbabwe, we see that there are roughly about 13, more than 15 cases reported yesterday. So out of these people, we see that the COVID-19 cases are now 591 in Zimbabwe. And the figures are going up. So what's happening here?
Exactly. what we have been talking about. Okay, I will say thank you for having me here. And exactly what we have been talking about here, Gibbs, for a long time, that our health system is not so robust in looking for all these issues, COVID issues. What we are seeing is 591. The increase is from outside. What it tries to portray now is that our health system is so eloquent and good that the 591 is not increasing, yet we do not have the capacity to trace all those 591 if they are released, which I know they are released. They are no longer in the custody of the government. So what it tells us is that the numbers that we have are not the exact numbers that are in Zimbabwe, but it is because of our testing and tracing system. Again, what seems to be coming outside for Zimbabwe is enough testimony that this pandemic is hitting everyone and it needs a concerted approach. So in Zimbabwe, I think more needs to be done in terms of testing and tracing, and also making sure that the 591 has not passed on this disease, condition to other people.
Okay, yes. Let me bring in Chonga. I think he's got a question for you. Chonga, go ahead.
Regai chitiva taure nerurimi rwaamai Dr. Nyashanu. Tisanangurei kuti muri kuona sei nyaya yekukwira kwehuwando hwevanhu vari kubva kunze kwenyika vari kubatwa vaine chirwere ichi. Nokuti mubvunzo wedu unongoramba uri umwe chete kuti sei wakawanda vevanhu vari kungowanikwa vaine chirwere vachibva kunze kwenyika. Asiwo tinofanira kutarisa kuti pavari kuenda kumusha vanhu ivava vanenge vaongororwa here kutariswa utachiwana ihwo kunyika dzavari kubva, vanenge vavhenekwa here, Dr. Nyashanu?
Yes, let's bring him on board. Nyashanu, go ahead.
Ndizvo zvinhu zviri kunetsa izvozvo. Tikatarisa kuti nyaya yetesting inonetsa zvikuru, nekuti nyika dzese dziri kunetseka pakutesta. Asi kana munhu akapresenta achiti aine problem, ndinovimba kuti dzimwe nyika dzaakukwanisa kunge dzichiita test iyoyo. Ndinoonawo futi zvekazhinji vanhu zvinobvira kuti vanhu vari kubva kunyika ipi, uyezve nyika iyoyo yavari kubva health system yavo yakamira sei, kune tests are available here, uyezve magariro avanga achiita, magariro ekuti vanga vaine access to health here, kana kuti vanhu vakanga vachitogarawo vachingotsvagawo kuti vararame vari ikoko. Naizvozvo, izvozvi zvese izvi zvinotitaridza kuti kana munhu asina right yekuve ikoko kunyika kwaari, kana kuti asina right of access to health system, anobva akwanisa kuuya asina kutestwa. Tomboti vauya muZimbabwe, hongu muZimbabwe taakunzwa kuti vanhu vaakudarika 500 vari kunzi vakanga vaine chirwere. Asi vanhu ava vese ava havasi mumaoko egovernment, vamwe vacho vari mumaoko egovernment vanochengetwa vachiitwa sei. Vanhu ava hapana yatingati method iri kuteverwa yekuti tinge tichivamonita vanhu ivava kuti havasi kupasa here chirwere kune vamwe vanhu. Izvi zvinoratidzwa neweak health system yedu, nekuti tikanyasa kutarisa hatisi kuona maprograms ari kuitiwa nenyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Nyika yedu yeZimbabwe iri kungo bazi reutano riri kumirira panopinda vanhu, riri more interested nevanhu vari kupinda pane vanhu vari kugara muZimbabwe nekuona kuti zviri kufamba sei. Matests ane ndeekumhanyira vari kupinda. Hongu, ukatesta vari kupinda unozviwana. Ko tiri kuitawo zvakaita sei kuti tinge tichiona kuti mukufamba kuri kuita vamwe vatawana vainacho chirwere ichi hachina here kutapukira, kana kuti hapana here vamwe vari kungopinda tisingazive kuti vapinda munyika, uye zvevozonobatana nevamwe uku? Nekuti kana izvozvizvi tikatadza kunge tichizviita nemazvo, zvatichazoona ndezvekuti chirwere ichi chinozobuda pachena tisisina kana simba rekuti tinokwanisa kunge tichichidzorera kana kuchikondrola kuti tichiite suppress.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu, and stay on the line. Let's cross over a little bit to talk about briefly about the life and legacy of the late Joshua Nkabo Nkomo. So there are a couple of videos that we are going to play right now. One of the videos shows Nkomo addressing people in a rally, you know, saying something about unity. We know that Chonga Nkomo was always preaching unity and wanted people to be a one Zimbabwe, like people used to call him Chipwechitedza. Some will call him Father Zimbabwe.
You know what the meaning of Chipwechitedza?
Yeah. Yes, that
the slippery rock.
Yes.
Smith tried many times to sabotage the late vice president, arrest him and all that, but he was elusive, and they say that he's as slippery as a rock.
So let's hear him talking in a rally, you know, talking about unity and all these other things that maybe Zimbabweans need that kind of unity. Hold on, Chonga. So let's have it now.
Hate because someone belongs to another party. Hate because someone speaks a certain language. Hate because someone belongs to a certain tribe. Why should this happen? Why should it happen? Why must you struggle against each other as a people? You may belong to various political parties, but you are a people together. There is no need now for you to fight against each other, to hate each other. Why should that be? This must end. What we do, we in ZAPO, we in government, do everything to support the policies of our comrades in ZANU-PF. We do our best to make those policies succeed. We may differ, and indeed we do differ from time to time. But as government together, once decision is made, then of course you have got to expect us, that we have got to respect. We have got to respect the principle of collective responsibility, even if we do differ.
So that is the late Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo, you know, preaching unity literally, Chonga.
That's true. Ndowe musimboti wava Nkomo kubatanidza vana veZimbabwe. Tanzwa vachitaura apo vati ivo vane bato ravo reZapu asi vari kubatana mukushanda kwavo nebato reZANU ZANU PF nguva iyo yavanga vachishandisa mubatanidzwa weunity vasati vaita bato rimwe chete. Ndokunge vachangobva kusainirana unit accord, Gibbs.
Yes, I think we've watched another video of a gentleman who's talking about Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo. Let's get the video and have it rolling right now. So this gentleman is Nyashano. He is in Harare. Here is what he says about Joshua Mkomo.
Remember that former VP President Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo was the father of Zimbabwe, and he was accorded that name because of the contribution he did for Zimbabwe. One was the fact that he also fought the fought under the Zimbabwe forces as the leader, and also secondly that he managed to unify Zimbabweans under the Unity Accord in 1987. But what is critical is the role he then played in making sure that he salvaged and subverted the Gukurahundi massacres that were clearly going to cause a lot of death to innocent citizens of Zimbabweans. So you can see the role that he has continued to play, even the role he has continued to play in influencing the policies at that particular level. But what is now insincere in my regard is the way the new leadership that has taken over this country, the way they are no longer living up to the expectations of Zimbabweans based on the principles and values that had been entrenched by Comrade Joshua Nkabuko Ngomo. So we believe and still think that the leadership, whichever leadership will come in and the leadership that is there at present, must be serious enough to reconsider today whether they have lived to the values and principles of the VP, former VP Joshua Nkabuko Ngomo.
So, Jonga, I think you can hear, you know the gentleman very well, what
yes,
he's saying.
That's Mr. Nixon Nyikadzino, they call him Mao, and he is the Secretary General of the MDCT. I'm not sure to how we differentiate the MDCT he is leading and the MDCT where Mr. Douglas Monzora is Secretary General, but he, in this interview, said he is MDCT Secretary General, and he is Nixon Nyikadzino.
Yes, we also have another gentleman here, Jonga, who sent us a video. Just listen to what he's saying about the late Joshua Nkomo.
Hey, salibonani msakazo omuhle labalaleli bonke be Studio 7. Hey, lamhla lilanga elikhulu la esikhumbula khona imisebenzi yeqhawe ubaba uJoshua Mqabuko Nkomo. Siyabonga, siyathemba ukuthi uma ngabe usaphila nga ilizwe alikho kulesi simo elikiso. Siyabonga kakhulu imisebenzi yakhe ubaba akade ngubaba lothando labantu bakhe, engafuna abantu bakhe behlukunyezwe, engathandi ukuthi kuchitheke igazi. Siyabonga kakhulu imisebenzi yakhe emihle owasenzela yona. Sohlala sikhumbula, sizoyixoxela labancane abazayo kwelizayo kusasa. Okubuhlungu ukuthi akukho ngisho lokukodwa esingakubala sithi ZANU-PF kufundile kubaba uMqabuko Joshua Nkomo. Ngoba iZANU-PF angazi ukuthi lokho yakufundayo nayakufunda kumbe yakufunda kuformer president uMgabe. Bakhuluma nje, singabezwa nje bekhuluma bethi hey ubaba uJoshua lokhu lalokhu, kodwa asikuboni bekulandela. Ngiyabonga msakazi. Ngiyabonga msakazi.
Ngiyabonga msakazi omuhle. Yeah, so this gentleman is saying that maybe ZANU-PF learned nothing out of Nkomo's legacy, you know. He's saying, they're always saying Nkomo, Nkomo, but it seems as if they are not telling the truth. So I don't know, you know, so many opinions, Jonga.
Yes, I think I will hear from people what they think about that. But the fact that Zimbabweans still remember and honor what the late Vice President did for the nation is more important than what one party may say, Gibbs.
Yes, we also have some people who sent in audio messages. Let's listen to some of them, you know. I've got the audio messages here. Hold on 1 second, yes. So,
recognition is a bit much. I got a few. When Plumber took on and Plumber, Umquaco is going to your moshe. Also, was in Plumber, Panjaka, Malaka, Usuga, and Plumber. Lapho ziyashona mhlambe le majiloshi ayi kodwa ke lotho kodwa kusimakazi phela ngoba iloko ngangabazi noma ngasabuthi ngithi inkosi yethu emandebelo ngoba bakuphika phela kuze kuvele lento kuthiwa i-moderate bamvuma bavuma lichaza la ukuthi kusebenzele for i-liberation yeZimbabwe kodwa babona ukuthi ngenxa yokuthi lenhloba yiyona ngobe ngumndebele amandebele is minority bagcina sokuyimplimenta lento kuthiwa i-moderate okusho ukuthi kwezinye indlela babe kuphika ukubuswa-ke kanti yena ukubonisa kukhulula abantu kwesinye isikhathi kumanje ngobizo impela kodwa kwaphiko ngasenanike ngoba vele thina siyazi ukuthi siya sideline zonke izinto zikhonyelwa ebantwini abangcono
unkomo yindoda eyinkokheli yinkokheli uthiwa yinkokheli leyo ngokuqala zange imizwe sithi izani siphumile kuzapho ukuthi bangama-na izitha hhayi kwaze kufuma sikele mazane zathi izitha hhayi lokho enguzwayo ukuthi unkokheli ithi kuma-opposition izitha esitho abantu bezimbabwe kungathi akula muntu wezanu kula muntu wezaba abantu bonke ngabezimbabwe ngaleyo ndlela funa umuntu oyehlanganisa abantu
omo simkhumbula ngendlela yakhe isimo sakhe ayefuna ukuthi ngabe ilizwe lethu limi ngakhona sinethemba ukuthi ngabe mhlawumbe nguye owaliphathayo kube mebilimi ngendlela ethandwa ngabantu neyamukelwe ngabantu ngendlela ayeqale ngalo elwela inkululeko yabantu basezimbabwe namanje kube uyabona la khona isimo esikuso asizwele asikhulule kulesi simo esikuso ngoba sisesandleni esezima siyisizwe sikamthwakazi.
So, Joga, there you are. People are saying a lot of things here. One of them said, you know, there is no significant structure that can be is said to be Nkomo's, indicating Nkomo's legacy, except maybe the Bulawayo, Joshua Nkabo Nkomo International Airport. But he's saying, apart from that, you know, it's problematic. So then the other gentleman was saying, you know, it seems as if ZANU-PF has not learned a lot out of Joshua Nkomo. So I think people have got that kind of negativity towards what ZANU-PF is doing. They are saying this is not what Joshua Nkomo fought for. So now we've got a gentleman by the name Washington Jamela. So over to you before we cross over to Washington Jamela Uzapu, then we can discuss some of these issues. We also have Swanganizwe Nkomo. So go ahead, Joga.
Yes, ndinoda kuzwa kuti vanyashanu varipo here parunhare tinzwo maonero avo nezvenhaka yakasiyiwa navaJoshua Nkomo.
Yes, let me bring him on. So, Nyashanu, so there is the question.
Yes. Ndiri pano zvangu vakandimire kana tichitaura nezvava Joshua Mukauko Nkomo. He is one of the people vatinoti maheroes plus ndo vanhu vatinoti vanhu vaiziva gwara rekurespekta vanhu mukateerera pavaitaura pese handina kana pamwe chete ndine ma speech avangoma ndakateerera akawanda handina kumbonzwa vangomu vachiparidza het kana kuti tinopasina nhingi kana kuti tinoda kuti tiuraye nhingi ndinofunga kuti vanhu vese vakaenda kuhondo dai vakanga vaine pfungwa sedzavangomu dai Zimbabwe iri pane imwe nzvimbo ndinofungazve zvakare kuti vanhu vese vakaenda kuhondo dai vaidzidza kubva kune vamwe vavakaenda navo vanenge vachikwanisa kutaura muzvakanaka vanenge vachitakwanisa kunge vaine vision savangomu dai tiri pane rimwe runhanho vangomo munhu aitaura demokrasi tisati tambonyasa kuziva kuti demokrasi chii munhu aitaura kuti munhu anofanira kusununguka asi zvatakazoona zvichiitika zvinoratidza kuti vazhinji havana kudzidza pamusoro pezvinhu zvaitaurwa navangomo chatakatanga kuona ndechekuti kwanga kwakutosundwa yainzi one party state vanhu vakumbunyikidzwa vanhu vakunzi panofanira kunge paine pati imwe chete zvinhu izvozvo zvairatidza kusave maturity kana kusakura munyaya yekuti tinoona here kuti vanhu vanenge vakasununguka kuita zvavanenge vachiita ii ndinofunga kuti vangomo munhu anofanira kuenda mumabhuku enyika yeZimbabwe semunhu anoonekwa segamba uyezve anga aine pfungwa dzakasununguka dzinogadzira yatingati muri imwe chete pa ku Zimbabwe. Ndinovimba vangomo munhu futi angaine a vision akaruisa, I think kana vanhu vachiri kuziva company ya Strive Masiwa Econet iyo zvaida kumbunyikidzwa zvichiitika. Vangomo dai vasina kumira mira dai tisina Econet iyo iyo. Nekuti panga paine corruption asi he was there akataura pachena ega kuti no, kana zvino zvichifambiswa mune zvakanaka ngazviitwe muzvakanaka, ende dai tine mufungo uyoyo dai tichikwanisa kusupporta mabhizinesi akawanda akaita sana Strive Masiwa vapiwe chance. Nekuti dai papa zvine izvo zvaitombunyikidzwa akakwanisa kunge asina kuiwana chance iyo yatinayo.
Thank you very much, Dr. Nyashanu. So we've got Mr. Spangizwe Nkomo is the son of the late Vice President Joshua Nkomo. Baba Spangizwe Nkomo, sawamukela kuhlelo wakho.
Yebo, ngiyabonga ukuthi ukungifa
ehlelweni. Yeah, so today we know that is 21 years after the death of Joshua Mkabuka Nkomo. So what does this day mean to you? One, as a son of the late Father Zimbabwe, and secondly, as a Zimbabwean.
This day is very important to every Zimbabwean, to every peace-loving Zimbabwean, to every forward-looking Zimbabwean. This day, as far as we are concerned, should by now have been made a holiday. Joshua Nkomo is father of this nation, and I think he deserves a day to be put aside in honor what he did for us, in honor of what he suffered for through his entire adult life. It reminds us of the good works, that the effort that he put forward, the effort that he made to make sure that we as Zimbabweans are a free people.
Yeah, ngasi ngakhuluma ngesintu sibili ubona njani khonoko ke esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje baba Nkomo okuhambelana lo Nkomo umuyi ubona ngani khonoko kwenzakala elizweni wena uyakuthakazelela yini njengoba siyawazi ukuthi Nkomo wakulwela
kuye konakele elizweni kumoshakele kuchithekile sasihloko sithi kumbe into zizalunga kumbe into zizalunga. Hayi, kwani kuya kuthona ngamandla. Angikholwa ukuthi lapha umdala akhona, njengoba nomuntu ongasekho enyameni kodwa ukhona emoyeni, ukhangele. Angikholwa ukuthi akathi uyakuthakazelela ukwenzakala kuleli lizwe. Ngibona ukuthi okumangalisayo sibili, ongazi ukuthi engxenye uyakhwezela ukuthi into zingahambi kuhle phela. Xa abantu bengahambi kuhle into, umuntu omdala angakhalale lapho lizane, kuba nzima. So ke hayi akuhambi ngendlela Dube eyayisuke isungulwe phansi ngama-50s ngenxa yokuthi phakathi kwethu kulamagovu, phakathi kwethu kulabantu abalamanga, phakathi kwethu kulabantu abangalambono-ke. Ubuhlungu nje ngoba ngabakhokheli labo engikhuluma ngabo ukuthi bangamagovu bale corruption balamanga. So abangeke besize ndawo Dube. Unkomo-ke into angalazo zonke lezi. Enye into abalayo i-tribalism, ukukhethana, ukukhetha omunye umuntu ngobuhlobo bakhe. Ungafundisa abantwana Dube ukuzonda wena ungubaba wendlu. Abantwana bayalandela izonto. Ungafundisa abantwana ukusela wena ungubaba wendlu omuzi. Abantwana bayalandela ukusela. Yinto eyenzakalayo kuleli lizwe.
Yeah, Jonga, I think you're hearing what Spangizwe Nkomo is saying. You know, he says maybe the late Nkomo is turning in his grave because of what is happening in Zimbabwe. So he says people are not happy, and maybe you can chip in there before we bring in Mr. Washington Jamin.
Yes, maybe I can start by welcoming Mr. Nkomo to the show. I'm not sure whether he's... able to hear me?
Yeah, he can hear you, yes.
Ah, okay. Mr. Nkomo, vanokuluma shona here kana kuti kwete?
Ah, ngani shona utesi yamhlo.
boza zvakanaka zvose kuti vana veZimbabwe vanzwe zvavari kutaura nokuti hapana munhu asingazive vaJoshua Nkomo nyika yose pasi rose even kana muno muAmerica wherever we go when we mention that you come from Zimbabwe some old fellas here they ask you about Joshua Nkomo they ask you about Ndavaningi Stole and Abel Muzorewa among other politicians they know so Dr. Nkomo is a known figure is an icon in Zimbabwean history so maybe I can just ask him what exactly he expects the government should have done to honor Dr. Nkomo.
Yes, we are also Mbuzo Konapo Baba Nkomo.
Hello.
Hello. So, Jonga is asking you about what the government should have done to honor the late Father Zimbabwe. Is there anything that you think maybe he needs to have been honored with?
There's a lot that has not been done. For instance, take the issue of the Auxilian Hospital. The hospital was built about 20 years ago, and government has not been able to get that hospital to work, mm-hmm. among other things. There are so many projects that Nkomo had proposed, but they never came to fruition. Why? We always ask ourselves why that has not been so. In any case, whether government does anything now or not, what is important and what makes me very happy is that the majority of people in this country still respect Joshua Nkomo. They still uphold his legacy. They still talk about Joshua Nkomo day in and day out. There's not a single day that goes by in the media or so without Joshua Nkomo being mentioned. Mm-hmm. Which means, yes, which means there's something that he did for this nation that is very important that government misses to see.
So, okay, one thing I've seen, David, is trying to tell what's going on.
Uhulumende ukuthi ngabe eyenzeni akusaqhakatheka ngakwakathesi ngoba sokule 20 years yadlula kuloko kuprojectwa lokhu lalokhuya kulento eziningi amaprojekt amaningi ayengaphakamisa isizwe lesi elete imisebenzi ebantwini baseZimbabwe. Kulesi bedlela sika Nkomo ukuthi ayikwesileni hospital sesehlula le 22 years sakhiwa sesehlula ukuthi sakhiwa sesehlula ukuthi sisebenze kula project amaningi awe agriculture awani Nkomo awomele walokumele igovernment imncedise phakamisa ihulumende ithethe iplaza Nwanezi range elisemaswiko okwawumele lincedise izimuli zeZimbabwe. Kodwa incetha abantu abaluthana kakhulu inzuzakalo etholakala lapho incetha abantu abaluthana kakhulu kodwa-ke okuqakathekileyo kimi okungidabisayo ukuthi imuli yeZimbabwe ilokhu imthakazelela uNkomo ilokhu ithakazelela imisebenzi kaNkomo bakhuluma ngoNkomo langaphuma langathona abamkhohlwanga ngoba wasebenza kakhulu esebenza labantu esebenzela isizwe sakabo ukuthi size sibe yisizwe esikhululekileyo so-ke mina into engidabisa kakhulu angisela ndaba lokuthi igovernment iyenzeni sengithathiswa ukuthi abantwana beZimbabwe balokho bemthanda uNkomo ngizizwele lamhla emaradiweni amameseji abengena ku-social media amafoni abade ngiwachayela maningi kakhulu ngikhuluma ama-thousands ama-messages so ngiyazi ukuthi uNkomo lokho ekhona ezizweni zabantu.
Yes, siyabonga sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikhatshana Jonga. So I think we heard what you are saying. So we've got these two gentlemen who are in the diaspora, that is Dr. Matthew Nyashanu and then Mr. Washington Jamela, who is a Zapu Kada. So let's get now hold of Mr. Washington Jamela and ask him about, you know, the relationship between the Nkomo legacy to Zapu and other kind of spheres of influence. So now, hold on there, Jonga. So let's get Jamela on the line. So Jamela, akutshele baba ukuthi lina ngabantu bezaphu. So lina limenjani nxa sikhuluma ngeligasi kaNkomo sokufakwa ke ukuthi lina lokho likuzaphu kulabanye abasala ngale kuzanu into ezinjalo. So kambe ubona ngani uNkomo wayefisa ukuthi kube lapha selizenzela okwe?
Hayi, thina senza esikukholwa ukuthi isifiso sakhe uNkomo. Yikho ubona nje singazikhathazi ngokunengi okuseceleni sisakha iparty yakhe njengoba eyibumbile wayishiya. So laba abaseleyo phakathi kuzanu thina lokho saphumayo ngo 2009 abaseleyo bazisalele nje bodwa besebenzela kuhulumende bezitholela imali yabo bebanjwele udaka nazo zonke lezi zinto ezifana lezo. Thina sila ma programs athile okukhumbuza abantu ngemisebenzi emihle kaNkomo ayenzayo kusukela ekuqaleni ngokubona 1952 ukuze kuyefika ekupheleni kwempilo yakho 1999. Kunjenge namhlanje besile ama programs athiyeneyo kuma platforms athiyeneyo lapha sikhuluma ngayo iNkomo, sikhuluma ngayo imisebenzi yakhe. So thina senza khona lokho izaphu yayivele kumele nini la nini izaphu ayisumuntu izaphu yiidea. So iidea kayifi, iidea kayifi lokho imi njengoba injalo le ndlela esenza ngayo izinto asijahi noma nje sifisa ukuthi ngabe singajaha silunge silizwe kusasa kuvuke sokulungile. Sesikwazi ukubana vele yakujahwa kufanele sibe nabantu aba understand ukuthi sizama ukwenzani, sibe nezinkokheli ezifundisekileyo zaba nolwazi lokuthi izaphu bivele ihlanganiswe njani. So yikho bona nje ukuthi kusathatha isikhathi ukuthi sihlanganise ibanga lethu kahle, kodwa izaphu eyayiyo izolo lokho esayiyona namhlanje.
So now as we are talking right now, we are in the diaspora. So how does it feel for you to be in the diaspora here when Zimbabwe was liberated by Joshua Nkomo and others?
It's one of bubuhlungu kakhulu, bubuhlungu kakhulu. Ngingazi ufuna ngiphendule ngesilungu. Okay, it's one of the most painful things if I can tell you. In as much as we might like, you know, America, we might like a few things here and there, we would rather be at home. We would rather be at home. It is really a disastrous situation to have so many people in the diaspora contributing to economies of other countries and cultures and so many other things. We lost our culture completely. You know, ZANU-PF has decimated not just the economy, but the culture, the traditions, and everything else that represent our country.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Chonga. Maybe you've got some questions on before. Maybe doing that, let me call Joseph Chuma. I've been trying to call him, but I was not getting any luck in terms of contacting him. So Joseph Chuma is a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party. He is based in Bulawayo. So we are happy that normally he joins us here to discuss many things, you know, related to Zimbabwe and maybe sometimes other issues too. So he had asked us to call him. So I'm trying to call him right now. Maybe he's doing some other business, but yeah, I'm sure we've got him now. Mr. Joseph Chuma, how are you? Hello, Mr. Chuma.
Hello. Yeah, bro.
Yeah, thank you for joining our show. So, Njengo Kulma, we are talking about the life and legacy of the late Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo. So, give us your take on his legacy and maybe his works, you know, just briefly, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dube. Let me hasten to say that here we are talking about a great man indeed, a man that was so visionary, a man who was so selfless, a man that I grew to know personally as well. Mm. Because lucky enough for me, I grew up in Pelandaba, and naturally I grew up really directly under his custody. If you will know, part of the history will join you with the Sengwai clan, who was a reverend of the famous church in Bulawayo called the Apostolic Faith Mission of Africa, where my father was one of the co-founders of that church. So we were very close like that. And this is one thing that also even inspired me to go into politics. But anyway, I can tell you that his love for people, his love especially for children. I remember by then I was a primary school student at a school in Pelandaba, they called Induba Primary School, which was directly opposite his house. And when we would go out on break times to play, and then he comes, he would take his time to even just come to the schools there and play with us as kids. That's the man, the simple man, yet he was such a huge figure. And even politically, we all know what happened when there was the issue of Kukurundi and how he humbled himself down to a point of then accepting the reconciliatory mood to sort of then avert the further killings of the people from Matabeleland by the 5th Brigade then. So, you see, this man, you can talk and talk, but I can tell you, words will never be enough to describe Umdalawe to Ubabu Nyong'o Lonkomo.
Yeah, Chonga, do you have any question for him?
Yeah, maybe I can throw in the question of from many of our listeners, and I think also Mr. Siwangilizwe Nkomo raised part of that there is too much talk of Dr. Nkomo's life and legacy, but with little action to honor him. What Mr. What he can say on that?
Well, believe me, you, Spaglizwe is not wrong by saying that. He's my brother. We relate very well as well with him. Like I said, we grew up under them. They, Spaglizwe was our big brother. We looked upon them so much. And yes, Umdalawe to legacy is not really being celebrated in full. Like for instance, we as Zambia Bulawayo province are now lobbying a government to say, let's have this day today, the 1st of July, sort of gazetted as a special day, which will be a holiday for the commemoration of his life, Umdalawe to Nkomo. Let's say the 1st of July be a day that is recognized in the calendars of Zimbabwe. But that still is not enough. There's a lot that needs to still be done to preserve the legacy of Umdalawe to Ubaba Nkomo.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you can repeat in Shona, Chuma, what ine Shona ka kuitira vamwe vanzi kuti mati nokuti handabvunza mubvunzo wekuti pane vamwe kusanganisirawo vasivangilizwe Nkomo vanewe mwana wa Dr. Joshua Nkomo vataurawo na pano pa Studio 7 vachitaura kuti hongu vanhu vanongotaura kuti vaNkomo vakaita zvakati asi kudivi rehurumende zvishoma zvinoonekwa zvinocherechedza mabasa akaitwa navaNkomo atiri kucherechedza zuva ranhasi.
Ichokwadi iroro mukoma wangu. Mabasa akaitwa na baba wedu vaNkomo makukuti chaizvo mahombe zvokutoti ndodaira kuti hatisinyatsoita zvakanyatsokwana chaizvo kuti tinyatsoti celebrate upenyu wamudhara wedu mudhara Joshua Nkomo. Isusu kuno kuBulawayo seZanuBulawayo province takaita kutoroita zvokutologa izvezvi sokuti dai hurumende yatora zuva iri musi wa 1 July yotoiswawo mucalendar as a day rekuti tiite commemorate upenyu wamudhara wedu mudhara Nkomo. And I know, because the good thing is that the president, president, I don't see this thing failing at all. But izvozvo chete zvishoma. Kune zvinhu zvakawanda zvatofanira kunge dai tichiita kuti tinyatsoita celebrate baba vaJoshua Nkomo nenyaya yokuti zvinhu zvavakaita ka izvinhu zvihombe chaizvo. You know, if you go back to history yavo, nzira yaaishanda nayo, the relationship kuvana, kuvanhu vakuru, kuhondo, even post war, mabasa acho mahombe steric baba.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yes, I think we still have Dr. Nyashano, so let me bring him on board so that we can interrogate this issue further. So, Dr. Nyashano, looking at your stay in London, is it because of what you wanted in life, or is it because of certain circumstances that were beyond your control, in the sense that maybe Nkomo's legacy was not recognized in Zimbabwe? You still remember that Dr. Joshua Nkomo fled and went to London at one stage when he was under siege. So your stay plus exactly his legacy, is there any correlation there?
Yes, definitely. I would have loved to do what I'm doing here in the United Kingdom at the University of Zimbabwe or at NUST in Bulawayo, but this is not possible because of how the economy was not built to the effectiveness of the people. And if only the vision, the tenacity, and also the organization, craft literacy, and craft competence that Dr. Nkomo had been carried as an ethos in ZANU-PF together with ZAP, we should be in a different position. I would not have loved to be doing some lectures at Nottingham Trent University or anywhere else. You know, I would have loved to do this at home and definitely contribute to the people that I know. But when your home is burned, when your home has no food, and when your home does not look after its own children, then the children start to go all around to wander for food. It is very unfortunate that we find our country in this situation, yet we had the caliber of Dr. Nkomo being a very, very, prominent politician. We had a vision. And definitely, I think he was not given enough contribution to the country due to not listening to the voice of reason for our political system. In fact, the political system of Zimbabwe need to be revamped and recognize those that has the literacy and competence to help. I will definitely go on until tomorrow. I really love to be in my country, but the country is being banned by ignorance.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think maybe Chonga wants you to say something. Shona, let me hear Chonga right now. Chonga?
Yes, ndinga fara kwazvo kana Dr. Nyashano vakadzokorora. Nekuti tinoziva kuti havasiri voga kune vakawanda vari mutsoka dza Dr. Nyashano vanenge vachiti dai zvinhu zvakamira zvakati dai ndiri kuZimbabwe kumushanda ndiriko vakawanda vanenge vachiti dai vankomo wangu varipo nhasi dzimwe nguva zvinhu zvakamira nepamwe pakati regai tinzwe vachitaura vega nemashokawo vanyashano.
Baba Nyashano,
ndinofara handina mufaro kunge ndiri kuno ndiri muno muUnited Kingdom ndichidzidzisa pachikoro chikuru cheNottingham Trent. Zvingange zvichindifadza sei dai ndanga ndiri kuNUST University ndichidzidzisa vanin'ina vangu, vana mukoma wangu, vanasisi vangu vari kucontributa directly kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe. Asi pane zvinhu zvinoita kuti vanhu vasiye nyika dzavo vachienda kunoshanda kune dzimwe nyika. Dai ndiri paUniversity of Zimbabwe ndichifara chose ndichitiwo kana ndapedza kushanda ndinonoonana nehama dzangu. Asi chandinonyanya kusvora zvikuru ndechekuti vanhu vakatora simba patakanga tatora nyika havana kutevera gwara rakanaka. Dai vakateerera mufungo wanga uina Dr. Nkomo, dai tiri pane chimwe chinhano iye zvino. Dr. Nkomo havaivanzwa vachitaura kuti dai tarovangana pasina ngana. Aiwa, munhu aitaura zvekubatana, asi izvozvo hapana zvakaitika. Nyika yakatanga kudonhedzerwa pasi, corruption, hapasisina mabasa. Iye zvino ukatarisa iye zvino, vana vanobva kuchikoro vaine madegree kunotengesa airtime. Anowana chinyi? Iye zvino vanhu vese vari kunze kwenyika hakusi kuti vanoda, nekuti nyika yakapazwa, yakatemewa nebeura kunge huni. Ikonomi hapasisina. Mukaenda kumba kwacho munonotarisana nevanhu vachifa nenzara. Iye zvino mwana mukuru anopedza kuyunivhesiti anongogara nababa nasekuru pamwe chete. Nekuti hatina kunyanya kuteerera zvaitaurwa navankomo. Dai takateerera zvaitaurwa navankomo, vaitaura nezvevana vadiki as the future of the country. MuZANU-PF vanokutaurira kuti mudhara ndiyo future yenyika. Hapana patiri kushandisa vana vadiki. Tinongoona pese madhara atakagara tichiona aripo ndiwo anongoripo. Zvino nyika yacho inoenda mberi sei muchidero?
Thank you very much. Bring in Mr. Sibanye-Lizwe Nkomo. So, Mr. Nkomo, I think you can hear what people are saying right now. What is your reaction to what they're saying?
Yes, it's true. Unfortunately, we've lost a lot of time fighting each other over silly things as who owns this political name or who owns this party and so on. Mm-hmm. And yet we should be spending our time trying to build this nation. Because of these fights that are perennial in the country, political fights, people have left the country because these fights cannot sustain this country. These fights cannot take this country forward. Unfortunately, people did not follow Father Zimbabwe's plans for this country after independence. Soon after independence, people started to fight. People started scheming to kill other people because they belong to a different tribe, because they belong to a different party. Whereas we had an opportunity right from start in 1980 to come together the way Joshua Nkomo had planned to build this country, into a giant, second to none in the world. But, well, we lost that opportunity. Now, Joshua Nkomo worked very hard to abandon Zimbabwe together as a family because he had Ubuntu. First and foremost, Joshua Nkomo had what we call Ubuntu. That's what enabled him. Like my brothers here say that, for instance, which was saying, Umtara used to come to school when they were kids to primary school here. By the way, I'm speaking from the house and Epelandaba. I'm looking at the school right now, Indaba School. So yes, things like that. I wish that people in government would start thinking afresh, start working towards bringing us together again, start building this nation, this great nation of ours again. It's all up to our leaders. And we will follow.
Thank you very much. Yes, thank you very much, Nkomo. Let me cross over to Mr. Washington Jamela before going to Chonga. Baba, Washington Jamela, so we are going to talk about Nkomo. We are going to talk so meaning the way forward. We are going to talk about Nkomo.
Elizwe, before I turn the rumbles and call Wungas, the Lago Gulat, which you have come.
Yeah,
I mean, is where Abantabambal of a Kuma, which the Kuluman of Fande ends the land that I'm standing to be a holiday. Locum, Wungani, Mombono, Wungani, Abanga Gwenza. Unkomo wayemele inkululeko ukuzibusa nokubusa okuqondileyo. So into yokuqala iyona leyo. Uma befuna ukuthi ukumkhumbula ngendlela eyiyo, into yokuqala yokuthi benze umsebenzi ngendlela ofanele wenzwe ngawo. Babusilizwe ngendlela ofanele libuse ngayo. Akula into edlula leyo. Lokho okwama-holiday kuncane kakhulu. Kuncane kakhulu lokho. Bengabusa kahle ilizwe. Unoma ngubani obusayo mayibuse kahle ngendlela eyayivele icatshangelwe ukuthi lizofanele ibuse ngayo then ilegacy kaNkomo into zonke ayezilwela zabe sezenzekile uyabe sekufezekile konke abe ayekufisa wayefisa ukuthi lizo libuse kahle kube nokubambana kube nayo yonke ingqubekela phambili eyenzakalayo elizweni laseZimbabwe kodwa ke abakwenzi konke lokho sebehlulekile. Besehluleka benjalo abafuni kuvuma ukuthi bayahluleka. So mina ukuthi kuthiwe kuzothathela namhlanje lenziwe i-holiday ngibona kuncane kakhulu lokho. Kuyabe kuyokudlala nje. Akuqale phezulu then okwelanga lanamhlanje kungenziwa.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke sibise obakujonga. Jonga kanemeri, I think. We can cross over to Mr. Joseph Chuma, and then we conclude our show.
Yes, maybe I can throw my last question to Mr. Chuma with regards to recognizing Dr. Joshua Nkomo, that as a Zimbabwean and also in the ruling party, ZANU-PF, what can he take to the party today from this discussion that we have today here with regards to respecting and recognizing the legacy of Dr. Joshua Nkomo? Because I think he had, from all the angles that people were chipping in with their contributions here.
Thank you very much, Goma Jonga. I think the fundamentals are what everybody is talking about. We had my brother Usman Lizwe also alluding to the fact that we fought each other too much. We become so polarized so much that we've forgotten the way. And the way is the way that Umdalawet wanted for us to be a people. He used to say it a lot, that there's no Shona, there's no Ndebele. You know, there must be one person, there's a Zimbabwean, and that's where we should begin from. And then I'm also glad, you see, it's just that people would not want to really look at it sincerely and admit. The stance that is being taken by the current president, Comrade Ibrahim Nangagwa, is that stance of re-engagement and engaging. And that is where the legacy of Umdalawet to Dr. Joshua Nkomo comes from. He was always saying, no, let's talk to the people. Don't beat up somebody. Don't force anyone into anything. Engage. Let's talk. And so at least that trajectory has begun already with this new dispensation of Comrade Ibrahim Nangagwa. We now need to just remind each other, all of us, whether in opposition, whether in ruling party, or whether in the churches or anywhere else, let's just simply say, guys, let us put Zimbabwe first, just like what Umdalawet would always do. You put Zimbabwe first. You put people first. You know, when he consented to that unity accord, it's not that he was not popular. He was very popular. But he said no for the sake of progress and for the sake of development and moving forward. Let us come together and form this unity. He could have said no. Let's go into. Let's carry on and fight each other. Let's kill each other. He could do that. You must remember that Zipra, as a friend, was a better equipped friend than even Zanda. That's the truth that people must never deny. So he could have resisted and went the world. I want to have seen the Savimbi style, the Mozambique style, and stuff like that. But no, he did not do that. So let us go back here now and start to say, guys, whoever you are, be it your Chamisa, be it your Mnangagwa, be it your, let's come together and let's put all our hands on the deck, and that deck is Zimbabwe, and push it forward. And then that way, yes, for sure, the legacy of Umdalawet will start being realized. Yes, and I am glad that our president is moving in that direction, in that trajectory, is already on motion.
Yes, yeah, I was a true man. 30 seconds, listen, David, 30 seconds.
Thank you
very much. I think we've come to the end of the show, Jonga. We thank our guests this evening, Dr. Matthew Nyashanu in UK, Mr. Sibanganiswe Nkomo, the son of the late Father Zimbabwe, Joshua Mkabogo Nyongo Nkomo, and Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. We also wish to thank Mr. Washington Jamela, who is in Chicago. He belongs to the ZAPU Party. Signing off from Maryland, this is Kip Stube.
Neni, Jonga Kandemiri, Dream Silver Spring, Dotmura Vakanaka Watereri. Good night.
Yeah, Lilale, Bantubeka, Yasebo Akul.